Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bibles, open up to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. Very rehearsed group of scriptures we're going to read. Amen. The 8th chapter and the 28th verse. Hallelujah. We all. Amen. There we go, Tony. We're all going through something, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial, or in our families, we're dealing with something. And it's important that we know that if we realize the purpose or the intent of what we're going through, that the battle is really already won. The victory is already yours. But you have to be able to see that the victory is yours, and then you have to stand in that victory. Here it says in the 28th verse, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his what? His purpose." Ask yourself, are you called according to the purpose of God? First of all, do you know what the purpose of God is in your life? That's what you need to understand. Do you know what the purpose of God is in your life? Well, we assume that most folks assume that the purpose of God in their lives is for them to be apostles or prophets or evangelists or teachers or pastors, you know, but that's not the purpose. The purpose, the word purpose means prothesis, that which comes to an end or that which produces an end. What purpose actually means is that whatever it is that God has called forth in your life, the purpose of that life is that you manifest a nature and a character is that of God. We can have all kind of purpose, but the purpose of God, the calling of God, is for you to have the nature and the character of God. Now, we know that that's a battle because there's so many things that come against us to try to separate us from love. They want to separate us from peace. They want to separate us from joy. They want to separate you from your strength. They want to separate you from your long-suffering. These things want to separate you from the very nature and the character of God so that they can say that you are a failure and not a victorious person. But I believe that the word of God says, because you know and we know. How do we know? You already know that you can make it, because when you were sick the last time, you made it. When you were in trouble the last time, you made it. When you had financial trouble the last time, you made it. When your mind didn't have peace the last time, you did what? You made it. When there was trouble in your home the last time, you survived and you made it. So you're not going to make it because somebody tells you you can make it. You're going to make it because you already know that you can make it. You know you can make it because you tell yourself, if I made it through that, I can make it through this. If I can make it through this, I can make it through that. You've told yourself. The word of God says, and we know. The word know is gnosto, meaning that you know through your experiences that God is great and that God is powerful and that you can do all things in Christ. You know because you have already succeeded in doing it. It's not something that you're trying to learn about, but it's something that you have already succeeded in doing. It's something that has come a part of your inward person, your inward man. It has already told you, I can do this. I can make this. All I got to do is keep it moving. And if I keep it moving, God will move for me. So what we have to understand, and we know. I like the word we, because it wants you to understand that you're not alone in this. And we know. I know. How do I know? I know because Brother Russell knows. Brother Russell knows because Sister Yvonne knows. We all know, even though we've been through different circumstances and we've had different trials in our lives, we all know that God what? Can bring us through it, that we can make it through whatever it is that we're going through. Not because we have so much power, not because we have so much insight, not because we have so much understanding, but the fact is we know who our God is. It makes a difference when you know who your God is. Most folks don't know who their God is. Most folks think their God is some guy in the sky. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. We know that all things covers things heavenly, naturally, everything. in the heavens, in the earth, and up under the earth. It means it covers all things. Everything, whether it be spiritual, physical, finance, whether it be small or inanimate, God says we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Where is Christ? Christ is living in you. That means that the Christ that's in you is enabling you, giving you the power to do what you need to do for the kingdom of God. Sometimes that means you got to love people that hate you. That means sometimes you got to pray for those that despitefully use you. Sometimes that means you got to have compassion for folks that don't have compassion. You have to have joy for folks that are always sad. You have to strengthen folks that are always down. You have to encourage folks that are always discouraged. This is what the power of God does in your life. It's not that you're somebody supernatural, but you're just standing on the principles and the concepts of the Word of God. And when you do that, God blesses you for it. We know. We understand. And we perceive that there's nothing that we can't do, because for good to them that the love God, and the love God part means because you have favor with God, or you show God favor. The way you show God favor is by doing the work of God in spite of how you feel. You show God favor by doing what you need to do in spite of what you're going through. You show God favor when your body tells you that you don't feel like going to church and you go anyway. You show God favor when your finances say you can't afford to pay tithes and you pay them anyway. You show God favor when your mind tells you you don't feel like praising God because of all the hell you're going through and you offer him up a sacrifice of praise anyway. That's when you show God favor. And when you show God favor, you can expect the favor of God to work for you in the process. Hallelujah. So, knowing that we can do all things through him who are called according to his purpose. But see, there's the key. The promise is for those only that love God, that favor God. The promise isn't to everybody. Y'all don't hear me this morning. The promise only goes to those that allow the purpose to manifest in their lives. If you're not trying to live the way God wants you to live, like living in love and living in peace and living in joy and living in long suffering, then the promise don't go to you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. The promise don't belong to you. How many hear me? If you made up in your mind that you don't have to love folks that hate you, then the promise ain't to you. If you made up in your mind that you don't have to have peace, then the promise is not to you. If you made up in your mind that instead of treating people the way you want to be treated, you're going to treat them the way you want to treat them, then the promise is not to you. You have to be careful to make sure that the promise is to you. And we know that all things work out for the good to them that what? Love God. The word love is agapeo. It means love God to favor God. Those that favor God, all things will work out for the good to you if you favor God. Well, how do you favor God? By putting God first. You put God first in every phase of your life. You put God first in your finance. You put God first in your physical life. You put God first on your job. Everywhere you put God first means you favor God. And when you favor God, favoring God is a type of worship. It's a supernatural worship when you favor God. Favoring God takes you out of the outer court and moves you into the inner court. And you keep favoring God, it takes you out of the inner court and it puts you all the way into the Holy of Holies. When you favor God, it puts you in a special realm with God, so that you can not just minister to God, but he can minister back to you. God is trying to call some people up. God is trying to anoint some folks so they can do this work that's in the earth. They can tear down these strongholds, pull down these things, go through these walls, pull down these mountains. But we can't do it because we haven't made up in our mind that we are the called of God, or we've been called according to his purpose. Why? Because we don't know what the purpose of God is. A lot of folks, I talk to a lot of people, they think the purpose of God for them have brand new Cadillac. I know what God's purpose for my life is, to be a millionaire. Well, if you think that's God's purpose, you're going to be waiting a long time. Ah, boy. For whom he did foreknow, he also did do what? Predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, that he might be the firstborn. He predestinated, he determined in advance, for him whom he did foreknow, whom the Father did foreknow, he also did predestinate, he determined in advance to be conformed. What does the word conform mean? To be jointly formed, or to be similar, or should be, or to become one in union. God had already spoke this into existence, and that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. But you can't be the firstborn among many brethren unless you realize what the purpose is. If you realize what the purpose of God is, then you can be part of the firstborn. We know what Jesus did. Jesus preferred his brother before himself. Jesus laid down his life for his brethren. Come on now. Jesus had peace in the midst of turmoil. Jesus had joy when there shouldn't have been no joy. Jesus walked in love toward men that hated him and despised him. He prayed for people that despitefully abused him and used him. So, therefore, he's also said, these things that I do, you shall do also, and you shall do greater. But the only way you will do them is if you first find out what the purpose of God in your life is. And I'm here to tell you, the purpose of God is the same for everybody in everybody's life. It's no different. Some of us think the purpose is different some folks might think, but Brother Tim's purpose is different, or Brother Relaford's purpose is different, or Sister Redwine's purpose. Oh, all of our purpose is the same. All God is looking for is for a people that will show forth the mercy and the nature of God, that will show forth the character of God, that when people talk to us, they can hear God coming forth out of us. When they stand in our presence, they can feel the presence of God. When they need something, we have what they have need of. You know, Paul said, I become what they need. Paul said, when I'm with the Jews, I become as a Jew. When I'm with the Gentiles, I become as a Gentile. When I'm with the heathen, I become as a heathen. But what he did say, regardless of who I'm with or what I am, I have found out that I never have to not betray or let the power or the nature of God come forth in my life. When I'm with the heathen, I can fellowship with them because the love of God conquers a multitude of sin. When I'm with the Gentiles or I'm with the Greek, I can still walk and talk with them because I understand that the love of God conquers and multitude of sin. Why? Because that's called the favor of God. Because I understand what my purpose is in this earth. And because I understand what my purpose is, there is no weapon that can possibly formed against me that can stop me from reaching the goals that God has set for me. All I've got to do is keep pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Therefore, understanding that now I'm being conformed, I'm being changed, I'm becoming like him, I'm imitating him, because now I'm allowing the word of God to manifest itself in my life. What's happening? I'm finding out that I'm dying daily. My flesh is dying, but the Spirit of God is awakening, and God is having his way in my life. Yeah. Hallelujah. So he wants to be the firstborn among, or in, the word among is translated in the Greek, in many brethren. So he wants to be in you that he can show you and teach you and guide you. Whew, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I got to get going here. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? The key is, if God be in you, who can be against you? Somebody say that. If God be in me, who can be against me? Say it again. If God be in me, who can be against me? You know why? Because nothing that comes your way has the ability to destroy the love that's in you, can't destroy the peace that's in you, can't destroy the joy that's in you, can't destroy the long suffering that's in you, can't destroy the faith that's in you, can't destroy the things of God that are in you. Why? Because it has become a part of who you are, and you have become a part of who it is. So now you are no longer twain, but you have become one with the Spirit of God, and you are walking in that anointing, and you are standing in that anointing. So anything that comes your way to try to separate you from the power of God, you are rebuking it, and you don't have to take it. But I'm telling you here, if something happens, don't take it personal. Realize that it's only coming against the God that's in you. So what you do is get up, shake the dust off your feet, and move on your way. Glory to God. Ah, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. My God, that makes me think even right there. If I got a God that's on my side, Rob, that loves me enough to sacrifice his own son for me. Y'all not hearing me today. Y'all ought to be shouting off of that. I got a God that loves me way in the beginning in Genesis enough to predestinate that I be conformed to the image of his son. I got a God that had already pre-planned to let his son die that I might have life and that I might have it more abundantly. My God, this is the kind of God we got. If this is the kind of God we got, then I ought to be able to expect anything from him. I ought to be able to talk to my father. I ought to be able to believe my father. If he'll go through all of that just so I can have life, then why can't he protect us? Why can't he bless us? That's why he said, don't worry about what you shall eat or what you shall wear or what you shall drink. Does the sparrow worry? You don't have to worry about nothing, because I gave my son that you might have life. And if he is Jehovah Jireh, the God that will provide, there is nothing impossible with him. All we got to do is have faith in God and believe that he is who he says he is, and believe that we are who he called us to be. And we have to walk in it, and we have to believe it. And he said nothing. Come on now. Hallelujah. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? You know why we don't get all things? Because we don't put ourselves in a position to get all things. Hallelujah. If they tell you to be under Quinder and 7 Mile at 7 o'clock, that they're giving out brand new cars, and you decide it's easier to go to John R. in 7 Mile, guess what you miss out on? You go down there and get a you go down and get a brick. I was trying not to say that. You go down there and get a brick. Why? Because everything that sounds good is not naturally good. How many understand? I can tell this story now. Many years ago, Pastor Hart and Reverend Pastor Tommy Counts, we were all together. And we were someplace over there on 6 Mile and Oakman someplace. And this guy had this big, had these two boxes that he said were VCRs in them. And he had the VCR things. And he was going to sell them both. He's going to sell each of them. He's going to sell them for $150. And so Pastor Counts says, Dennis, what do you think about this? I said, man, don't buy them. Don't buy them. I'm telling you, don't buy them. But Hart said, no, this is a deal, this is a deal. I said, don't buy them. Don't buy them. So they bought them. They bought these beautiful looking VCRs with the cases and everything. And we got back to the house, and they went to ripping open those boxes. And I just walked off because I knew what they were about to find. When they got through ripping up that box, guess what they found? A box of bricks. Guess what was in the remote control? Cardboard. They had wrapped it in cardboard. And Brother Counts looked at me, he says, I should have listened to you, Dennis. Pastor Hart looked at me, he said, get out of here, Dennis. Just because it looks good and it's a good salesman don't mean that's what you got to have. You better follow the word of God. You better stand on the promises of God. Don't get caught up in what people have to say, because it don't necessarily mean that's the way God wants it. You've got to be careful. And the only way you can do that is by searching the scripture yourself. The word of God said, search the scripture, for in them you think you may have everlasting life. That don't mean you got everlasting life because you read your Bible. I'm closing. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Who shall separate us or set us off by boundaries? or bounds, from the love or the agape of God or the favor of God of Christ, shall tribulation, distress, persecution or famine, nor nakedness or peril of sword. We talking about some stuff here. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. We are what? So whatever it is you're going through, whatever trial you're going through, you are more than a conqueror through him that what? That loved you. Christ loved you. And if Christ is in you, he makes you more than a conqueror. Remember, it says you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you. And it's just said right here, if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be in you, who can be against you? He already laid a foundation. Come on now, you got to understand something. You have more power and authority than you ever imagined that you have. You don't have to keep settling for nothing. You can have what God says you can have. I'm not saying you can have what you say, because it's a possibility what you say ain't what you need. Hallelujah. He says, for nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Not just mere conquerors, but we're exceedingly more than conquerors. Why? Because we have the power of God in us. And if you're standing on fruit of the Spirit, if you're standing on peace, the peace of God, if you're standing in the love of God, if you're standing in the faith of God, in the goodness of God, in the mercy of God, in the compassion of God, then there's nothing that can separate you from God. And you have to stand fast, and you have to abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that God called you to something more and something greater than what you've already seen in your mind. You got to understand that God is going to do a work in you. And he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. You notice it says separate us. Why? The reason it says separate us, because it wants you to understand that it's time for the body of Christ to come together and we have a corporate anointing, not just individual anointing, but corporate anointing. So that we say the same things and we speak the same things and we understand the same things. But the only way we'll do that is we start praying and asking God for the wisdom and the knowledge of God so that we can enhance our lives and we can come strong, not as individual, but as a body of believers. We done forgot that we are the body of Christ, and we have to ask God to strengthen the body. God wants us to mind the same principles and say the same things. If we do that, then we can come together and we cannot be defeated. The reason the church is so defeated and so beat up, because we have separated ourselves, because this person thinks he has more anointing than that person. This person thinks he has more knowledge than that person, when God has given us all our own thing. But he wants us to come together so that we can come together and conglomerate, because one thing you can, most corporations, they're going to figure out a way to keep going. Come on and praise. Everyone stand. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of a body, a corporation, a body ministry. The type of ministry that when you get in trouble, you don't have to call me and let me know you're in trouble. I know to get on my knees and pray. That's called corporate anointing. Regardless of whether you're in Korea, Japan, wherever you are, that the anointing of God will show and reveal that you need prayer. So that we can pray and believe God. It's going to happen. What we have to do is make up in our minds that we're going to be a part of it. And you have to understand that all things work for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. You have to understand something. You can't be called according to the purpose if you don't first love God. You got to first love God. And that means you got to regard God with favor. Folks don't understand. That means you got to love God more than yourself. And I tell you, at times it's hard to love God more than yourself. Because self likes things, self likes to do things, self likes to go places. But you have to love God more than yourself. Amen. In order for the purpose of God to manifest itself in your life. But I'm excited about what God is doing and what God is going to do. Why? Because no weapon that is formed, what it means by formed, shaped, kindled, created, brought forth, has the power to destroy us. That's why we have to start praying together, fasting together, believing God together, trusting God together, so that we can stand in this perverse generation and still proclaim that this is the day of the Lord and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We're going to do something we haven't done in a long time. We're going to have a prayer line today. Amen.